morning. Welcome to the May 25th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And once when I was hawking books outside the North Berkeley BART station, I must have run out of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, the book, because I was holding up Unpacking Democracy and a man walked by. Then he stopped and came back. He leaned towards the book and was peering at the cover. "Who did that?" he said with an accent. I think it was Irish. "I'm a ceramicist. Those are tiles. That's amazing." And it is. But I have to say, I'd assumed, because I'd found it in an art book, that it's a well-known piece. That piece I have, that portion of a piece I have on the cover of my Living the Transition series. And it's only recently that I thought I'd like to see it as it's exhibited. So I Googled it, but I only found a couple references to it. And those only as a plaque. Could it really no longer exist? It's hard for me to wrap my mind around this. If anyone knows its fate, please get in touch and let me know, and I'll post it on this page. And by the way, I'm referring to a piece by Sergei Konyankov, "To Those Who Fell Fighting for the Cause of Peace and the Brotherhood of Nations," which he did in 1918. I also used it along with some Goya, Francisco Goya, on the cover of The Talking Tree. And because I couldn't find it anywhere when I Googled it, the actual picture, it began to slowly sink in. Have we the human, we the people, we the common folk, could it possibly be we've lost this piece? As I said, I can't wrap my mind around that. So I put it up on the page, particularly because today, the Ukraine, it is your election day. And it is a message I hope you're holding in your hearts. I hope you're remembering the work of your ancestors, of your Nenko. Maxim Gorky's mother has two parts. At the beginning of the second half, Nenko, mother, has a dream in which she tells the people in transition, "Don't abandon the child." And she placed it on their cart. And the Koko says to her, "Sing, Nenko, such is life. Sing, sing. Or the abyss. Such are our choices." And she awoke to the question, "What shall I do now?" Sing, people of the Ukraine, sing. And as an aside, last week, we finally remembered to add Alice Miller and Jeremy Bentham to our puzzle pieces that we needed to see what Power's plans are. And today, let's remember John Boswell's The Abandonment of Children in Western Europe, from late antiquity to the Renaissance. And I used an image, a painting from his book on the back of that, Unpacking Democracy and the others in that series. It's a very powerful image. It explains a lot. And Alice Miller is the other end of that history. Brothers and sisters, we have to establish a world on honest feet. Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to mention about that amazing piece. If you look at it, you'll see that she's holding a frond of wheat. "As peace should still her wheaten garland wear." Peace. is, in fact, what we're all working towards. Peace of soul, peace of mind, peace in knowing our children can finally come up free. So brothers and sisters, we have to establish a world on honest feet. We have to have a world fit for the children, for them to stretch to their full lengths in and not feel their energies dissipated in loss of empathy and confusion. And to do that, we need a vision of an authentic existence. What could be more important than this? As to live out roles constructed for us is an abomination. To indoctrinate children in an unreality is hideous. To burden them with this weight of confusion, of unnecessary questions. Why don't people say what they feel? Why don't people mean what they say? Say what they mean. Why is everybody so unhappy? And then to compel them to turn their backs on their own questions, self-betrayal, has been the core of power's strategy for perpetuating this insanity called rule. To burden the children, lay the weight of this system on their backs, and then bark at them to carry it while hiding from their conscious thought that this is what they're doing is wrong, is a massive wrong. I mean, we don't have a word to describe a wrong thousands and thousands of years weighting us down. And it is that which we're righting right now. So we need honesty. We need accurate capturing of the true processes at work that shape our existence. And for that, we need honest scholarship. Honest scholarship gives us the words to describe our reality. Without them, we're trapped in confusion. As if we don't have the words to make sense of our reality, to capture it accurately, how do we create a new one?